Another day's ride, and they had eaten most of their supplies, and Maury decided he'd had enough. It was time to tell Sneak the manhunt was over. He reined his horse around. He would rather just go on back to Oklahoma and face Tige's fury than continue riding all over Colorado to bring back two fellows he was glad were gone. Sneak held up his hand.
I smell smoke.
Good thing you still got something that works, Maury snorted. But it seems to me you're working it overtime.
They rode over the hill to where they could look down into a valley, and Maury could see several buildings clustered around a corral and a barn. As they rode in, chickens scattered and a dog barked, bringing a woman to the door.
Howdy, ma'am, Maury said, doffing his hat. Any chance two hungry travelers could buy a meal?
Well, there sure is. I just got some fresh elk meat yesterday, when the two nice young fellers come by and they went out and hunted and brought in two elk.
These, two young fellers, you happen to catch their names? Was it, Russ and Howie?
Sure thing. Why, how did you know?
We're trying to catch up with them, Maury replied.
Oh, I hope they ain't done nothing wrong. They was two fine young men.
No, they ain't done no wrong. We're just needed at home.
Well, when they left, I heard Howie say he was going home and face the tiger. I don't know why he would want to do that.
Well, soon's we eat, that's where we're going, Maury exclaimed. Home to face the tiger.